From the Twin Peaks Studios, Sports Radio 610 presents In the Loop with John Lopez and Reggie Atitula.
You're in the Loop, Sports Radio 610. We're getting ready for a day game for the Astros versus the Mariners, the final one at Minute Maid Park. And let me know if you care about the outcome. But what we do know, the Astros will start Ronel Blanco on Friday, and then Verlander will go Saturday, and Sunday is TBA as of right now. So you're already kind of setting yourself up for a postseason play. And along those lines, we also saw that Altuve and Kyle Tucker are getting the day off today in the day game against the Mariners as well. So a spot already doing the work of, in some ways, turning the page and getting themselves ready for postseason baseball.
Big time benefit to all of it. And interesting on the Verlander pitching Saturday, to me anyway. Maybe I'm reading too much into it. I think you can get another start out of him. And once you get to the postseason, you may not even have to make the decision. Well, you do have to make a decision on the roster, but like as far as rotation until late in the game, because the first two. The first two are going to be Fromber and Hunter Brown.
Fromber Brown, I imagine you say, has given himself a real good opportunity there. Yeah. He might not even be on the wild card roster, or if we're going to be completely honest.
Yeah.
But there we go. That was an update that came through. And also, we got a little bit of news that Yordan and Chaz McCormick will not accompany the Astros to Cleveland. So they'll both stay in Houston and work with team doctors to get themselves healthy. All right. But I did ask, could this particular thing be a sign that things are changing for your Houston Texans? And you let me know if you agree with this. We mentioned earlier, Titus Howard deleted his Twitter account.
Mm-hmm.
And Titus Howard is online. He may be chronically online, or at least he was prior to yesterday, or maybe earlier. I don't know. We don't know exactly when it happened, but yesterday we did know that some internet detectives realized that, hey, Titus Howard's Twitter account has been deactivated. And so I do wonder, and I was listening to Area 45 last night because I have three TVs and I will never give them up. So I had a little.
And the Odyssey app.
He had everything on too.
Did you turn the volume down on two of them?
I had the volume down on one of them.
It's not good enough, but go ahead.
Yeah, yeah. I was listening to the Astros game. I was listening to Area 45, and I had WNBA playoffs on the other one. And so,
this is so good.
But during the course of it, I heard Sean Bajani of Area 45 say this.
I think that's, at the very least, just a small little inclination that, you know what? There has been a message delivered to this team in terms of focusing and paying attention to what's really important, and eliminating the outside noise, whether it's really good or really bad. And after 3 weeks, the Texans have probably heard a lot of both already. And maybe the negative being directed at, an individual or two, Laremy Tunsil, because that guy's been getting skewered since Sunday's loss. But for a guy who's really active on Twitter and very quick to defend, his teammates and the team and whatever they're doing or not doing, Titus Howard, putting the can on the Twitter account, at least at this present time, maybe for the 2024 season, we'll see. But I thought that was interesting because we've heard it routinely a lot this offseason about eating the rat poison, not worrying about what people are saying about how good this team is, how good this team can be, how great of an offseason they had, how great of a draft they had, how great their quarterback is. No. They got to put up and they have to go to work and put their head down and win football games.
So that's Sean Bajani, Area 45. You can hear that on Sports Radio 610 after Texans Radio. And do you agree with Bajani here on the idea that maybe seeing something as small as Titus Howard deactivating his Twitter account, particularly knowing what that typically means for Titus Howard, do you think that that might be a sign that things are changing, particularly with that area of the football team that we're all so concerned about right now, which is the offensive line?
Look, man, Sean Bajani, not only do I agree, I wrote this down last night when I saw the Titus news. This is a sure sign that the offensive line is feeling it. And I'll take it a little a step further. I think it's just eliminate all the outside noise.
Yeah.
I think it might be as far as an edict, but certainly a discussion that D'Amico Ryans and Chris Strasser and maybe Bobby Slowick has had with this team and specifically the offensive line. Just focus on what we're doing. you know, enough with all this stuff. It's not even about the noise. It's like, I'll put it this way, and I told you this before the show, I don't think there's ever been a bigger week for a Texans offensive line than this week, ever, 23 years, because three of these guys are among your top 10, I believe, or 11. I think it's 11. I think three of the guys on the offensive line are among the top 11 paid players on your roster. Another one was a number 15 overall pick. You guys got to just shut up, block it all out, and play some good football.
And block it up.
And
right?
Block it up.
Yeah.
And play some good football. I don't think it's just like, oh, the noise, focus. I think it's, you guys, this is the week where you have to show us something. Like, I think this is a huge week for the offensive line. Because you're paying them the most among you know, certainly the most with Laremy Tunsil. And the next two guys, Titus Howard and Shaq Mason, I believe are like 4th and 11th highest paid on the roster. And then you got the number 15 overall pick in Kenyon Green. Fifth and 12th. Okay.
Yeah.
You need to see it on the field. We need to see no or very few penalties. We need to see C.J. Stroud throw a pass on time from the pocket. We need to see, oh, I don't know, a 3rd and 2 would be nice.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
We need to see.
I personally would like to see some push on a run play.
Some push on, like, that's the other thing I put down.
I would like to see some yards before contact, yes. Personally.
And here's the best part of all. I don't think they did this on their own. Not only did they get the messaging of set aside the outside noise and he shut down his Twitter, and maybe some others are doing similar things. I think it goes so far as, you know, what D'Amico Ryans, and we know this, but this is a good reminder, what D'Amico Ryans tells us publicly, that ain't what he tells them privately.
No.
That ain't what he tells them privately.
And we have that on multiple accounts from people that I think you can trust in this. Aziz Al-Shaair, Jimmy Ward have both made allusions to or said explicitly outright. Like, when they get in that film room, when they get behind closed doors, that D'Amico Ryans that they're dealing with or that we're dealing with is not quite the one that they see.
Yeah.
And so, you hope that message has been, you know, has landed. And I think that this probably is a sign that at the very least, right? I don't know. Because I've seen some people text, there's the idea that maybe the getting off of the Twitter for Titus Howard is just avoiding the negativity, because there's a lot of it that has been flowing that way. And I imagine
I think
it seems like a lot of it has been Laremy, but I'm sure Titus has gotten his fair share in the course of this. But I agree that I think it's more than that. I don't know how much more I can make it, but at the very least, it feels like this is a move. And I, as someone who is also chronically online, there's times where I'm like, well, I just need to focus. Let me put this down.
Yeah.
And that feels like at the very least what's happening. And one of the things that's nice about that is I know that some people, the one that immediately comes to mind, Seth Payne, Payne and Pendergast, 6 to 10 every weekday on Sports Radio 610, has talked about the idea of with Laremy Tunsil, how is his bad habits or all, you know, whatever you want to call that, affecting the other guys on the line. And at the very least, what this feels like is, at least Titus Howard, in a small way, is like, no, let me focus.
Yeah.
No. I need to focus. I need to make the main thing the main thing. And ultimately, this will not matter if they get out there and they make the same mistakes or similar mistakes.
Yeah.
Or really, a lot of any mistakes, really. But I think that this does, it's a good harbinger that at least, as you mentioned, they're feeling it.
And I think it goes further. And this is because I heard D'Amico Ryans with Mark Vandermeer last night. I believe they call it coffee with the coach or
they
something
do,
like
yeah.
that. And he basically said, and I'm paraphrasing, but he said, Laremy doesn't really have a lot of excuses. Line up next to the guard where you're supposed to.
Yeah.
You know, just all you got to do is line up next to Kenyon Green.
Right. It's like the center is on the ball.
Yeah.
The guards line up off the center. And all you got to do is line up off the guard and you should be good.
Yeah. And so I think he gets a lot more direct with them when he's telling them that, when he was going over the film. And starting today is the first big day of practice. We'll get you what we know as we know it from the practice field. But I also think, Reggie, I think there's an or else factor here.
Mm.
I really do. Like, you heard me Monday. We talked about it. I think you got to bench this guy, because not only the message to him, but the message to everyone on the squad. If you can bench Laremy Tunsil, the highest paid player on the team, because he is a net negative right now. He really is. He's killing drives. He's doing all this thing. I think if you don't do it this week, and then yesterday we talked about, where's the line? You know, where at what, one more game of false starts, two more, five more, and then you finally bench him? No, I think this is all just indicative of the messaging that they're getting, how they're feeling it, and the or else that, that they might be hearing from their coaching staff.
Yeah, and something that I imagine will help crystallize just how below the standard the play was on Sunday. I just saw, per Aaron Wilson, Vikings defensive end Jonathan Grenard named NFC Defensive Player of the Week.
I should hope so.
Man. Right? Obviously, career high 3 sacks in that game. The 34-7
that hurts
game,
man. And guy that you possibly could have paid, I wouldn't take anything back, but you could. That guy was on your team, man. Well, you drafted that guy.
Yeah, well, it's not just that, right? It'd be one thing if it's all that guy's over there doing it against some other team. He did it against your boys, right? Yeah. The offensive line that we're talking
that
about.
That offensive line.
That practiced against him week in and week out.
Line.
Right? That offensive line that practiced against him week in and week out that shouldn't know what's happening against him. Mm-hmm. He came in and he embarrassed you guys to the tune of 3 sacks and to where the point where the NFL was like, we got to give you an award for the week behind that.
Yeah.
Yeah, that should crystallize the work that is in front of this offensive line.
And then last thing on this, not only do I think that is what is in play here and that's what that's indicative of, I hope they did. I mean, I hope D'Amico gave them, you know, everything and did the or else and did the very direct focus on what we're doing here and did the, you know, you guys are a net negative, as I put it, however he wanted to put it, because this is the biggest week this offensive line and certainly maybe any Texas offensive line has ever had.
All right. We hope that change is coming, but ultimately remains to be seen when the Texans play the Jaguars, NRG Stadium's 12 p.m. on Sunday. Pregame will start at 9 right here on Sports Radio 610. Coming up next, let's get into what's popping. Is the NHL coming to Houston? And also, are we seeing the holdout or hold-in ultimately make its way to college football? We'll discuss all that next.